We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Sale's extension, 5 years, $145, is the worst contract the Red Sox have given out. We put a poll question up. Of course, we had Chris Sale on there. We threw Pablo Sandoval, who signed a 5-year, $95 million deal with the Red Sox. So that's about $19 a year. Carl Crawford, 7-142, about $20 million a year. And then Rusney Castillo, who signed a 7-72, and basically you never saw him play in the big leagues. And I don't know how you guys feel about it. I don't put Rusney there because there was like kind of like a loophole. It really didn't cost the team. It just cost John Henry $10 million a year. Like, that's the worst contract. Yeah, he never played, but that didn't even count against like the CBT, this whole tax thing, because it was like a loophole. They sent him down to AAA, paid him $10 million to play AAA. Highest paid AAA player like 7 years in a row is hysterical. Chris Sale, to me, is the worst contract they've given out. By far, to me, the worst contract that was given out was to Chris Sale. 5-145. Just awful. I think it's worse than Pablo and Crawford.
I think it's right behind Pablo. But I will say, people, and I know I do this emotionally a little bit with Chris Sale, because he won a World Series, people will look at that. That we're not talking about. We're not talking about the contract that they initially signed him to. We're talking about the extension and what he's done since the extension.
Yeah.
So when we talk about this, I really just want to hammer that home, have people focus
Bagel,
on that.
You're right.
We're not talking about 2018.
The trade was fantastic.
That. Yes, great
trade. The extension was the worst thing they've done.
Mm-mm.
Eh.
It's really bad.
Eh. Do you remember a woman by the name of Diva Legacy?
Yes.
Anybody, who would Legacy be?
Pablo Sandoval's girlfriend.
Yes, Pablo Sandoval's Instagram girlfriend. I think they were playing the Atlanta Braves. And he was in the dugout trolling chicks on Instagram.
During the game.
And during the game, and one of them's name was Diva Legacy. Look at
that. Trolling or scrolling?
Both.
Okay.
Squirreling and scrolling.
Scrolling and trolling?
She's looking for all of it.
We like to call it looking for a masseuse.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Trolling is like you're being mean.
No, you think trolling is... No, trolling,
yes, trolling
like,
is
trolling is
mean.
Like if you're fishing, you're trolling for
no,
something.
No, that's your scrolling.
No.
You're scrolling
no,
or
you're no,
trolling.
No. Do you ever go fishing?
Yeah.
You ever go trolling? You throw your line out in the water.
That used to make me go.
Okay,
so
you throw your line out in the water, and you're the boat's kind of moving along, and you're just hoping something snatches onto your hook.
Yeah.
You're trolling.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing.
You think
he
was Pablo too?
Huh?
You think it was Pablo too?
Easily Pablo. Yeah, you know why I think it's Pablo?
It's Pablo
because of just it's worse for me with Pablo because of how the Red Sox tried to like just like you know think that we were stupid. And they throw this guy out here with this stupid panda hat and this stupid panda mentality.
Busting
like,
belts.
And, like, you know, that fact that he was fat as hell and he was busting belts. And they're sitting there telling me that he's got, you know, good body fat complex. And all the while, he was fat as hell. He didn't give a crap at all.
Yeah.
And he was just a fraud.
Yeah.
Every last bit of him. And then he quit. Then he flat out just said, it's too hot for me, right? To me, easily, it's Pablo Sandoval.
Yeah, I just look at Chris Sale because, number one, I felt like it was extremely predictable that he was going to break down, that there was going to be some kind of surgery.
But did you think it would be this bad?
No. At the time, no.
Like, so maybe his ERA goes up a little bit, but you didn't think he would be.
3 years later, he started 11 games. We've yet to see the guy. It's been 3 years, and you've got two left. When you signed Chris Sale, you said, hopefully you get 3 good years left of this deal. And the last two, you might have to eat. You're hoping that the last two are the only two you get. From it more, and the other thing to me, honestly, is I think it laid the groundwork. I think it played a big role in the firing of Dave Dombrowski, like giving out this contract that offseason. You know, Nate Eovaldi giving out that contract, even though it actually worked. Wanting to bring back Kimbrel, you know, like there was so much money, and I think there was so much, you know, I don't know, division between he and that ended his career here. And now they look back at Dombrowski, I'm sad because I would rather have him here.
Okay, fine.
Well, that's
I agree with you.
In why
no,
I
no,
think
I get that part. But even when I look at Pablo, I'm just gonna I won't ever give this one up. But they DFA'd him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then they kept paying him.
Oh yeah.
And he went back to San Francisco. Oh, yeah. Ended up like getting hits. Mm-hmm. And oh, he was back in San Francisco, so he was happy because they wouldn't fat shame him. Mm-hmm. It was remarkable. Yeah, at least Chris Sale is still here, and I know that. As much as we make fun of him, he ain't giving up. Like, he's not going to walk out without a fight. And you can hard-o me to death with this guy, but he will sit there and give you everything he has. And that alone is, you know, I know it's a lottery ticket now, but at least I know this guy ain't just trying to take me for some fool.
It was what Pablo did. With the sales stuff, I'm not going to get into the COVID stuff, but some of the stuff is out of his control. You know, like falling off your bicycle.
No, I would say that's in your control.
I
rode my bike today.
Bicycle handlebar.
If I fall off my bike,
breaking his pinky,
it is my
out
fault.
Of his control.
Like, okay, if somebody's like learning how to snowboard,
yeah.
One of the major injuries with snowboarders is like they fall and they try to brace themselves and they break their
also
wrist.
Also with horseback riders.
Okay, well I would say their neck.
Well, a lot of times hands too.
Okay, so hands. If I skateboards, everything, all those things, you fall. Like I used to rollerblade a lot when I was a kid.
Cool.
Right, would rollerblade around the boardwalk and like look for chicks and stuff like that.
Trolling.
Yeah, I was trolling
and scrolling.
I was trolling myself. No, but if you didn't wear, I wouldn't wear the wrist guards because it made me feel like a dork.
Yeah.
Okay, because the cool rollerbladers don't wear wrist guards. Like, who does that? So, of course, like an idiot, I ate it hard and I didn't break anything, but I had to wear these braces on my wrist for like, felt like an eternity because I completely was an idiot. That's his fault. You fall off your bike. If
is
you don't get hit by a car,
is he supposed to be riding with
fault.
Wrist guards, though?
Yeah. No, yes.
Riding his bicycle
and
with
a bubble
wrist guards?
And a hat, elbow pads, knee pads, those shin splints,
it's
all those
amazing.
Things.
It's amazing. All right, let's get to your call. 617-779-7937. Is the Chris Sale contract the worst the Red Sox have given out? Let's go to Justin on the Cape. Go ahead, Justin.
Hi, Mr. Glass, Chris Sale. Is it the worst contract as far as return on investment? I mean, he's got 11 wins since he signed the extension.
No, starts. No, starts.
Not wins.
He's got 36 games played, 11 wins since 2019.
Oh, okay, since the extension. Since 2019. Okay, yes.
So $105
okay.
million. To me,
so return on investment is zero.
Zero. So at this point, you got to eat it. You can't trade him. You can't get rid of him. You're going to have to ride the contract, though.
Well, I would say this. You can always get rid of, you know, a contract. And we've seen that in the past. So appreciate the call. But, yeah, you can, right? I mean, you can get rid of it. You know, Chris Sale, you moved on from him. Carl Crawford, another one. I mean, not Chris Sale. David Price, Carl Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez, like Josh Beckett. I mean, we've seen it before. So it's not like it can't happen. But it is bad. Let's go to Phil in Maine. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Christian, yeah. I'm sure when you were rollerblading those years ago, down on the boardwalk, you probably weren't hunting for any cougars, right?
No. They were hunting for me because I was young.
They were like, look at him.
It was the opposite.
He doesn't wear wrist guards.
No,
ooh,
oh my God. He's
dangerous.
He's so mature.
You're red meat.
Edgy boy.
Right, ready for the picking.
Yeah. So this Chris Sale contract, I'm sorry, is the worst contract ever given out. And Christian, I know you talk about Pablo, and that was a bad one. But all he did was break a belt and probably some scales. Chris Sale has broken about every bone in his body at some point during his tenure in Boston. And it's really unfortunate, but it's so exhausting now to hear him say, well, I've got to do this. I've got to be better. I've got to this. I've got to that. I'm just tired and over it. And, you know, they also you listen to Chaim Bloom saying, oh, well, somebody's going to find the Chris Sale voodoo doll or whatever voodoo doll. Well, let me tell you something. You can find the voodoo doll at any adult sex store and go down to Buffalo when the Patriots play in New York and they throw voodoo dolls like that all over the field the entire game.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Oh. That went to a
Buffalo.
Weird place.
They call that a voodoo doll up there?
Call it a
I don't know
doll.
What that
call
is.
Something else.
Got as dark as it is outside right now.
Yeah. That went to a strange place.
This
went to that dark place you don't want to go.
This is the rain, huh, coming down right now?
This is what the Patriots don't want to play in.
Yeah, this is the dark place that Robert Saleh wants to take you.
Oh, is this what it looks like?
Right here. You don't want to go there, Christian.
You know where the dark place is? I bet it's in Chris Sale's mind. I bet it's dark there.
In the middle of his bones because they're hollow.
You agree? Like, that guy even mentioned it too. Like, he's tired of hearing it. Like I said, I wouldn't talk to the media. I would just be like, listen, guys, I like you. I'm not being like a jerk or anything, but there's nothing I can say. I'm going to sound like an idiot. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear how I'm determined to come back. How I'm, it's killing me right now. I'm going to work my ass off this offseason.
But he says, I feel like he already said just that.
I know,
because
but it's
he
like,
has to.
I know, and that's my, I mean, so he's already said it.
So it's like, just play what you heard me play, like what I said out, like when I was rehabbing in Worcester, like what I said this offseason. Like, I have nothing to say to you because I think a lot of people are going to just sit there when he does talk now, like the cool factor. They used to fire you up when you used to hear him talk like that. Has now turned into like a hardo scale.
It's almost like we all need to, within the Red Sox organization, within the media, we all need to just treat Chris Sale completely differently than we did 3 years ago. Because he's not even freaking playing.
No.
So it's like, you got to treat him with a little bit of irrelevance at some point until he comes back. Yeah. And to your point, Lou,
he's a ghost.
I'm just sitting there thinking about it. I started laughing because, okay, he's got both his hands in cast and he gets really mad. And he wants to pull a TV off a wall. What does he do?
He can't.
Call somebody over?
No.
Hey, somebody come pull this TV off the wall. I'm really angry.
Christian starts biting it.
Like, seriously.
Like, ripping it off.
If you're the Red Sox, do you have like somebody who works in the organization, like just sort of live with them? Because now he's going to get pissed and like kick a wall and break his foot.
I wouldn't doubt it.
All right, let's get back. One
Matt
more.
Barnes, good news. We have a role for you now.
Oh, my God.
Follow Chris Sale.
Yeah, Lance in Marlboro. Go ahead, Lance.
Hey, I saw you guys at, I think it's the Puccino in Framingham. I popped in there for about 5 minutes. Good show. Anyway, something that's interesting that nobody has brought up, and I have a memory of an elephant. I'm 61. I can go back to the age of 5 pretty lucidly. And what Sale said right after he signed it, does anyone remember what he said right after he signed his contract, his extension?
No.
He said, well, you know, I liked it so much in Boston, I gave them the hometown discount. I swear to God, it's exactly what he said. And he was, well, you know, if I didn't like it so much here, I could have got, quote, significantly more somewhere else.
Do you believe him?
Of course not. He's a salesman. He might have gotten a little bit more because he was doing well, assuming he didn't have all these, you know, these injuries of sorts. But the reality is that, you know, this guy is Chris Sale. He's a salesman. But the fact, I mean, I remembered it like it was yesterday.
Okay.
All right, I'm looking up for that quote.
I don't remember
it,
but I can tell you right now, it was like $25 million in luxury tax. There was some things deferred, and we all kind of felt like it was too early. You should have waited to see if he was somewhat healthy because he was starting to tire each and every year. But at that point in his career, even though we had concerns of him getting hurt, he had pitched at a very high level that probably was going to get him more than $25 million a year, the way the Players Association looked at it.
That was the Xander deal that Boris actually publicly said it was a hometown discount. We'll revisit that in 2022, correct?
Oh, so this guy with the, I have a photographic memory.
That
I remember everything since
elephant.
I was 5.
I mean, I just did a quick Google search.
Nothing.
Couldn't find it?
Good memory. It's almost like it didn't happen.
Let's go to Evan in Portland who wants to talk about Fourier trolling. Go ahead, Evan.
Hey, Fourier, Mego was right. Trolling is when you're just ripping on someone and you can making fun of them, being mean to them, tearing apart.
No, that's not what it means.
Evan, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
32.
All right, there you go.
Well, there you go. That's the Megos.
Because trolling,
I'm
just saying, look, trolling is a different term now. Like, it's like Twitter.
Yeah, like you're a troll.
Yeah, you're just trying to annoy somebody. But trolling was absolutely 100% what Christian's talking about.
Yeah.
Like fishing, throwing something out there and seeing if you can hook somebody.
Yeah. Just like
100%.
Yeah, it's okay. So
but social media and Twitter has changed.
They turned it into something bad. It used to be good.
Yeah, it used to be great.
Hey, Lou, you want to go trolling? Yeah, what are we looking for?
Is it like catcalling then?
Yeah, that does.
No, honest to God, I've never heard of trolling either.
Never heard of that. I've only heard I'm a mega.
Have you ever been fishing, right?
Literally fishing, yes, but
okay,
like
so
fishing
when you
for
fish,
women?
You
know what
you're
saying?
No, well, yeah, well, whatever. If you're a guy, you're trolling for.
So think about it.
If a girl, you're trolling for guys.
So think about it. Like trolling and fishing, right? You know what it is. You throw the line out there, the boat takes off, and you just You're going, like,
you're just driving.
You're trying to get stripers, right? So the bait's in the water. You're trying to hook
You're wading through the water trying to get something.
Yeah, you're trying to hook something.
Okay.
But you're not actively trying to catch it.
Right.
But you're also not trying to annoy the fish.
You're presenting yourself out there for them to come to you.
Because the new definition is to annoy somebody, right? You're trolling.
Yeah.
But when you actually, the term trolling, you're not trying to annoy the fish. You're trying to catch the fish.
Well, you're just hanging out there for the fish.
Like when you were single back when you were with your girlfriends and like you guys go to a bar, do you guys ever say, okay, let's take a lap?
Yeah, of course.
And then, because that's basically what you're doing is trolling. You're trolling. Yes, you're purposely hoping somebody catches somebody's eye.
That's just what you're doing. First of all, you got to take a lap to make sure that the talent is right at the location. Because it's like, are we going to stay here? Are we going to move on? Like, are we going to post up here? And then take a lap. Who's going to buy me a drink?
Exactly. Because, and you know why? So some guy is at the bar going, ooh, hello. And then you keep going. And they go, oh, and then you catch a fish. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, and you say, okay, well, yeah, because when you're going...
But I would never call that trolling.
Oh, it's 100% trolling.
You know what? I think...
We go to Seth in Maine.
I can do a whole 4 hours on this.
Trolling
I would call that taking a lap.
Let's see what trolling is up in Maine. I think they know what it is. Plenty of fishing up there. What do you say, Seth?
Trolling is fishing, and it's a hashtag sign. I mean, sorry, it's a pound sign, not a hashtag.
A pound sign?
Okay, thanks.
Oh, no, it's definitely a hashtag.
Thanks.
We know trolling is fishing. Yes, we know that. But in this...
Well, the definition has changed.
In reference to what we're talking about, which I don't even know what we're talking about anymore, but I know that trolling is trolling.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in a car real quick before we go to break. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Very good. Go ahead. We're trolling.
Listen, until he can pitch next year, I was thinking that maybe a good job for Chris Sale would be the Allstate commercials with the Mayhem guy.
He is turning into that.
Insurance?
You know, he's always got a Band-Aid on his head and he's wearing a suit. Yeah. Joe, I think it's a fantastic idea for an endorsement.
He's like he's on the Peloton bike and he falls through the glass.
Seriously, if I'm his agent, I'm getting on that.
Yeah. Then the pinky, he shows pinky going the wrong way. And then this rib, he comes in. I can't breathe. My ribs hurt. Wait, I think I have COVID. Wait, my shoulder's killing me. My elbow, I might have Tommy John. He's got it all lined up.
Or like an Affleck health insurance commercial, one of those things.
It is unbelievable. Chris Sale, again, fractured wrist. I actually thought it was like a joke, like when I first saw it, the way, like, I think it was Cotillo was the first one I saw. It was just Chris Sale broke his wrist riding his bike. He's done for the year. I thought it was like a joke, you know, and just like I thought him breaking his rib throwing a baseball. And I'm not convinced that any of them actually occurred from this. You know, like, I'm really not.
Wait. Do you think Chris Sale has a secret hobby that's,
I don't
like
know,
mountain biking?
All I know is I remember when he broke his rib playing catch?
And that didn't add up. That
and
didn't
I forget who it was, but like 2 or 3 years, 5 years prior, whatever, somebody showed up at camp, hurt. Weeks later, they thought it was a broken rib. Then he came out and said he was playing pickup basketball. And that's how he actually broke his rib. But I'm like, he just broke a rib throwing a baseball. I still throw a baseball. I am not in shape. I'm fragile.
I think we know what happened.
We know that we've talked about you off air.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like
we're worried about you.
I'm breaking ribs. Like, it's bad.
Chris Sale is in a fight club, and he can't talk about it. He's in an underground fight club.
Maybe
this is what's happening?
Oh, he's just really bad at riding a bike.
One more trolling question here from Jay and Hill. Go ahead, Jay.
Trolling on the internet. The word comes from the same thing as the fishing. You're throwing a line out there. So what you do is you might put out a little bit of an unpopular opinion to see who is going to jump on you and get mad at you, and you rile people up by having this unpopular opinion. Or another thing that people would do is they would pretend to be cool with a group and then, like, change at the last second, and just all of a sudden they're, like, a bad person. And then they hooked all these people.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Ben Volden.
Jay, we know what trolling is.
We know what trolling is now
on the internet.
Thank you.
Okay? We're just telling you.
He's saying your definition is still the definition that applies today. It's just transformed to the internet. You're putting out something in order to gauge a reaction. Now it's on the internet, whereas the old days, it was like on the boardwalk trying to get a woman.
Yes. If I say to you...
No,
listen, I agree that today we all...
I know, Tyler, you just said that in a very scientific
trolling is on the internet now. We're just trying to say that, like, that term has changed.
No, the caller's point is it's literally the same definition. It's just a different, like, medium or a venue.
Yeah, could be.
All right.
We just think trolling...
Did we learn anything today?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.